on over.
I'm Chris, a recovering Yankee living in the South. If having company for coffee, dinner, or even a last-minute popover sends you into a fit of panic, I can show you a few tips for being a great host or hostess anytime, day or night. So tune in, take notes, and learn to be fearless in saying, come on over.
Hey, everybody. Well, the rain caught us in the middle of another gardening project, so I thought I'd pop inside and talk about the three best gardening resources for beginners. And you may not consider yourself a beginner, I know I'm not, but I really do use these resources constantly, so I think they're great for any level. I'm gonna put on my glasses and see what we have. My very, very, very favorite resource is a YouTube channel, also on Facebook, called Garden Answer. Garden Answer stars Laura and her husband, Aaron, and members of their family talking about gardening. And she makes you believe you can do anything. And by that I mean, I built a wall, because Laura made me believe I could do it. So she explains a lot of things for beginners, but then she also moves into intermediate and advanced. It's one of the best gardening resources for beginners, intermediate, and advanced. Trust me on this. The second gardening resource comes from Facebook. Did you know they have regional gardening pages? That's right. Let me tell you a few that I use almost daily. There's the Mid-South Gardening. There's the Mid-South Hosta Society, the Hosta Hangout, Tennessee Gardeners, and for anywhere in the country, probably the world, Proven Winners, they're a plant supplier, and Creative Gardening. These pages are full of photos and comments and questions from gardeners of all levels. I particularly love it when a beginning gardener starts out the post with, "I'm a beginning gardener and I have no idea what this is," or "I'm a beginning gardener and we moved into a new yard. Could someone identify this plant?" Or, "I'm a beginning gardener and I want to create something like this. Can you help me?" Or, "I'm a beginning gardener and I found a snake. Is this a good snake or a bad snake?" I mean, there is no ridiculous question on these sites. So if you have a ridiculous question, it's a great place to go. And if you have, say, great advice and you want to share that, if you have a great photo of a planter you put together, or a garden wall that you built, or a particularly good tree for small yards, or one for large yards, or a shrub that blocks your neighbors, anything like this is great on these pages. I suggest you look in your region and see what you can find. You won't be disappointed. The third gardening resource are magazines. Now, you might be in line at the grocery store and you're looking through the magazines and you might see something like Southern Living and you think, "I don't live in the South. Why would I get Southern Living?" Well, let me tell you, they have a columnist called the Grumpy Gardener and he answers questions and he is hilarious. And I read that whether I have a gardening question or not. Very entertaining. Also has great photos of planters and collections and great advice on different azaleas. And so even if you don't live in the South, you can get great ideas just by looking at the photos. Let me tell you what else I like to look through. Garden Gate. Now that's a kind of a fancier magazine, but again, great ideas, great photos, and Fine Gardening. Now, as the title implies, that is definitely for more high-end gardening. But again, great photos, great ideas for plants, for indoor plants, for outdoor plants, for patio plants. You won't be disappointed in that either. So what I suggest is you go exploring. Explore online, explore in the magazine section, and just find something that appeals to you, that gets you excited. Because if you're excited, your gardens will look better. And when you have company that comes to your house and they see beautiful planters, when they see the beginning of your driveway looking pristine, when they see your mailbox looking happy, they'll be happy. And the whole goal behind this show is making someone feel special today. See you next time. I went like I was coming for air. like a fish. Like the fish dangling off of Buddy's pole. One of my all-time favorite shows on social media. And I am not alone. Well, the rain caught us in the middle of another gardening project, so I thought I'd pop in.
So much for one take, Christine.
I know, those days are long gone. Now we're gonna go to the next one.
How many are we doing?
There's just three.
Oh my goodness.
we need to hear that just as an outtake. How many are we doing? Thank goodness.
I lost my pen.
You lost your pen?
I lost my pen. Dadgummit.
Uh-huh. Not the talent's fault. I feel like I might be a sailor in this jacket. A gardening sailor, which is odd.
Come on over. Now go make someone feel special today.